Lascan Corlear, we have a humanitarian crisis in Donegal and the west of Ireland, where families are living in homes that are literally crumbling around them. They're in dangerous homes this winter, a humanitarian crisis. But you wouldn't know it in this government, because not only is the minister not here, he has two junior ministers in his department. Not a single minister from his department bothered to show up tonight to listen to our appeals from three TDs, three democratically elected representatives of the people here tonight, uniting together to make the case for families along the west of Ireland living in crumbling homes. They cannot find temporary accommodation to move into. They're stuck in a logjam in the scheme where they can't get access to the funding, even if they could get temporary accommodation. Now, I have asked the minister, will he task the housing agency and the local authorities, be it in Donegal, Mayo, Clare and Limerick, to assist the families to find temporary accommodation, to look at modular housing. No action, no show tonight. Absolutely shameful.
Minister, in July I visited the home of Sharon Moss in Letterkenny, along with my colleagues Paul McLaughlin and Piers Doherty. Sharon's home is one of the worst defective block homes I've been in. Walls were crumbling, half the house can't be occupied, and the smell of damp and rot throughout the building, really you'd have to be there to experience it. You wouldn't allow a rat to live in a property like that. Sharon has applied for the defective block scheme. She's one of the 500 or so applications from Donegal, Mayo and other counties that are stuck. And her problem right now is she's facing into a very, very bleak winter, living in a property that in the summer months wasn't fit for human habitation. And in the winter months really is an enormous problem. And while the department are working on the new regulations for the enhanced scheme, and we'll deal with that when it comes forward, right now there are families that desperately need emergency intervention. Donegal, in Mayo, in Clare, in Tipperary, in Sligo and elsewhere. And while I know it's not your department, I'm urging you to listen to the three deputies here and to go back to the line minister responsible and urge him to get the local authorities and the housing agents involved to provide some temporary relief for these families while they're waiting for the long promised and long overdue enhanced scheme.
Thank you. Minister, homeowners right across Mayo are really, really concerned about their energy bills. But can you imagine what it's like for the homeowners where the cracks are coming down the wall, where the wind is blowing through the walls in the houses, trying to heat those houses? They have astronomical bills on top of what they already have to deal with. And yet many of them are locked out of the scheme because they can't afford to go on to the next stages. I talked to a woman last week in Westport. You know, there's, on top of her having paid for her for the test to be done in the first place, now the engineers demand an 11,000 of her to go on to the next stage. It is just unaffordable for so many people, and people are stuck in this. People think each winter, people face into the summer and think, right, by this winter we're going to have a solution. And yet the homeowners across Mayo find that they're facing into another winter and they're still on their own. They still don't have a scheme that's fit for purpose. There are a number of questions that they have put in around where's the progress on the regulations, when will they be shared with homeowners, what is the assessment has been completed on the damage thresholds. There are way too many loose ends that need to be tied up with this scheme, and the minister, and rightly as Pádraig McLaughlin said, the minister and one of the junior ministers should be here to answer these questions tonight.
Thank you, and I want to thank deputies for raising this matter and for the opportunity to provide an update on behalf of the Minister and the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. And as you know, following on from the Government decision on the 30th November 2021 in respect of the enhanced effective concrete blocks grant scheme, the Government approved remediation of dwellings damaged by the use of defective concrete blocks Bill 2022 on the 21st of June. And the bill passed through both Houses of the Oireachtas and was subsequently signed into law by the President on the 23rd July 2022. The Act includes significant improvements to the current scheme and includes the following enhancements. The maximum grant cap for grant assistance under the scheme has been increased from £247,500 to £420,000. the current 90% maximum grant increased to 100% grant for all remediation options, 1 to 5, subject to the overall cap and grant rates. Exempt development status has been provided for a like-for-like basis. The provision of a government guarantee in regard to remediation works other than the full demolition and rebuild through eligibility for a second grant, if required, for a period of 40 years. Alternative accommodation, storage costs and immediate repair works to a maximum value of £25,000 within the overall grant cap have been included. The Housing Agency will play a key role under the enhanced scheme by taking on the financial cost of testing and assessing homes and determining on behalf of the local authorities the appropriate remediation option and grant rate for each dwelling. And the scheme has been extended to Clare and Limerick and other counties as required. A new independent appeals process has been introduced. As an interim measure, significant improvements were made to the existing grant scheme in February 2022 by way of Statutory Instrument No. 85 of 2022, which include a provision for the inclusion as an allowable cost of essential immediate repair works up to the value of £5,555 and relates to the structural stability of any part of a home affected by defective concrete blocks. And this funding for immediate repairs is available now and will also be available under an enhanced grant scheme upon its commencement. In relation to alternative temporary accommodation, it should be noted that the enhanced grant scheme includes a provision for £15,000 to be made available to affected homeowners to assist in temporary accommodation. And Donegal County Council has sought the approval from the Department of 2 facilitators posts in Donegal to support homeowners through the DCP process. And the role of facilitators will include guiding the homeowners through the DCP application process and facilitating the homeowner to access all other relevant support services, including options for alternative accommodation or storage. I would just want to confirm a letter of approval supporting the post of facilitators to assist homeowners through the enhanced DCP grant scheme has been issued, and work on drafting the necessary regulations has commenced with the intention of having the enhanced scheme ready for applications early in the new year. Deputy McLaughlin, you talked about modular housing. I will bring that proposal back to the Minister and Department. And also in relation to Sharon Moss and that house in Letterkenny, it's hugely worrying and disappointing, and I'm glad that you raised this in the Dáil today. You talked about emergency intervention on behalf of the local authorities, and also the homeowners need to be assisted to go to the next stage. And there obviously are, I suppose, some difficulties there, and working together we can try to iron out these difficulties. But I will bring your concerns back to the Minister, and thanks for raising this very, very difficult and very necessary topical issue tonight.
I appreciate, Minister, you're reading out the response from the Department and the Minister for Housing himself, Dara O'Brien, but it is just so disappointing to read this, that clearly whoever wrote this, including the Minister who signs off on this, doesn't understand what's happening in the counties that we're talking about in the west of Ireland. Right now, as we speak, there are people living in homes that are not fit for human habitation. They don't have access to the €15,000 because they're not through stage one of the scheme. Why? Because they're caught in a quagmire. Bureaucracy and failure in the Department of Housing. So they can't access €15,000. And even if they could, it's very hard to find alternative accommodation. I say it again, it's a humanitarian crisis. The Minister should have been here tonight. He needs to read this transcript urgently. He needs to come up to Donegal and visit some of these houses and see for himself what we're talking about. These people should not be in these homes this winter. They need urgent accommodation, and I'm asking that particularly to look at high-quality modular housing now located across the county. It needs to happen now.
Deputy Rose Conway. And Minister, the Minister needs to come to Mayo also. He needs to talk to these homeowners. You see, they're absolutely sick and tired of being presented as if somehow this has been gifted them by the government. And what's forgotten in all of this is that these people have been failed time and time again. They've been failed from the very beginning in terms of the light regulation and how they've been exposed to the injustices that they have suffered under this scheme. It needs to be fixed once and for all.
Sorry,
Sorry, I thought Owen was taking the rest of it. Minister, what I'm saying is that the scheme that these people have asked, they never wanted to access them. All they wanted was their original homes. And now they're found in a situation again, time and time again, where they're continuously let down by this government. I know it wasn't your government. I know it was the Fianna Fáil government that was at the behest of the builders and the people who are responsible for all of this and the light regulation. But it has to be fixed.
Yeah, look, I take on board exactly your concerns and the fact that you're calling for high-quality modular housing to be located in Donegal and probably other counties. I will certainly bring back that to the Minister. And also your concerns and the proposals that you know the Minister maybe visit, I'll bring those back as well. The purpose of the DCB Act is to implement and give legislative underpinning to a series of measures to improve and enhance the DCB scheme as agreed by the government on the 30th November 2021. And as I know, this includes the 100% grant subject to an over maximum grant of 420,000. Officials from the department have been ongoing engagement with Donegal County Council, especially in the implementation of the scheme. And recently, as I said, proved the role of two facilitators to assist, and hopefully these facilitators may be able to get in there. And if you want to give maybe those names and addresses, maybe we can try to give those names and try to maybe iron out those quite difficult which you've outlined. An ongoing engagement also continues between the homeowners and Minister O'Brien's nominated homeowner liaison John O'Connor and the department as the designed implementation of the new scheme and legislation is being progressed. And early this month, the department published comprehensive and updated Your Questions Answered document on its website to ensure homeowners have the most up-to-date information available to them. And I think we'll continue to work on the regulations underpin the enhanced scheme in order to get the scheme up and running as early as possible. I'm sure in some situations that you will have anomalies, you'll have difficulties, and you'll have sometimes that sometimes it's not perfect, and that's why you're here tonight, is to raise these concerns. I'll bring those concerns back to the Minister, and if you wish, if you want to send me an email as well on the difficulties, I'll send them to the Minister as quickly as possible.